In the latest installment of our collective nightmare, we find ourselves gazing at the gaping maw where the east wing of the White House once stood. Yes, folks, in a move that screams priorities, President Donald Trump has decided to replace a piece of American history with a ballroom. Because when you're running a country into the ground, why not dance on its grave? Satellite images have confirmed what we all feared. The entire East Wing has been reduced to rubble. The office of the First Lady, gone. The colonnade that connected it to the executive residence, nearly obliterated. All so we can make room for a ballroom. Construction workers stand atop nearby buildings like spectators at some twisted sporting event, watching as excavators claw away at what's left of our dignity. Meanwhile, a cement mixer waits patiently by the Treasury Department, ready to pour concrete over any remaining sense of decorum. The administration assures us this is all part of some grand plan. Trust the process, they say, as if blind faith in chaos is something we're accustomed to by now. Changes happen in construction projects. It's just that usually those changes don't involve bulldozing national landmarks for party venues. But here we are, a nation watching its past crumble while being promised an extravagant future none of us asked for. So let's all take comfort in knowing that while Rome burns, we'll have a lovely new space to host galas and soirees amidst the ashes.
Welcome to First World Problems, where we tackle the most pressing issues facing humanity. If by humanity you mean those living in a world where Wi-Fi is a basic human right and oat milk is a personality trait. Today we're talking about Kim Kardashian. Yes, the woman whose life is a reality show, a fashion line, a law degree, and now apparently a medical drama. Season 7 of The Kardashians teases us with a storyline featuring a little aneurysm. That's right, folks, a little aneurysm. Because if you're going to have a life-threatening medical condition, make sure it's Instagrammable and comes with its own hashtag. Imagine explaining this to someone who just wants clean drinking water. Oh yes, I had an aneurysm. But don't worry, it was just stress from my high-profile divorce and law school studies. It's like saying you almost drowned but only in your infinity pool. And, speaking of stress, Kim's psoriasis made a comeback post-divorce. Because nothing says fresh start like your skin deciding to stage its own protest. Forget the kids' soccer games. The real drama is whether or not her skin will cooperate for the next red carpet event. Then there's Kanye, or Ye as he now insists on being called. The man whose behavior has become the world's longest-running performance art piece. Kim laments that her ex will always be part of her life because they share 4 kids together. And let's face it, co-parenting with Ye must feel like juggling flaming swords while riding a unicycle through a minefield of Twitter controversies. But perhaps the most first-world problem of them all? Balancing your acting career with law school exams while filming a reality TV show? Somewhere out there, a single mom working 2 jobs is thinking, wow, and I thought my commute was rough. So here's to Kim Kardashian, lawyer, actress, reality star, and aneurysm survivor. In a world full of actual problems, thank goodness we have her to remind us that sometimes the biggest drama is deciding which designer bandage to wear into the MRI scanner.
Welcome to the Daily Dose of Dystopia, where today's tale of modern decay comes courtesy of the NBA's latest plunge into scandal. Yes, dear viewers, it seems our beloved basketball world has decided to up the ante on its own game, diving headfirst into a thrilling drama involving mafia ties and rigged poker games. Who needs dystopian fiction when reality provides such rich material? In a plot twist that could have been penned by Orwell himself, Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier find themselves in starring roles, not on the court, but in a federal indictment linked to organized crime families with names ripped straight from a gangster movie, Bonanno, Genovese, Gambino, and Lucchese. Because why settle for mere sportsmanship when you can add mob intrigue to your resume? Billups allegedly played his part as the charismatic, quote, face card, luring unsuspecting victims into underground poker dens across glamorous locales like Miami and Las Vegas. These weren't just any card games. They were high-tech operations featuring rigged shuffling machines and x-ray tables, because apparently even cheating needs an upgrade in this digital age. Rozier's contribution was equally cinematic, allegedly tipping off co-conspirators about his game availability for some lucrative betting action. One might argue it's just another form of insider trading, a small price to pay for those who crave predictability in this chaotic world. And let's not forget Damon Jones, whose post-NBA career now includes being charged in not one but 2 separate gambling cases. it seems he's truly embraced the concept of diversification. The authorities assure us that justice will prevail with their stern warnings about luck running out and winning streaks ending, because nothing screams justice quite like catchy sound bites at press conferences. Meanwhile, NBA fans are left pondering whether their favorite sport is morphing into an elaborate reality show where players double as characters in a crime saga. As we watch this unraveling spectacle unfold, one can't help but marvel at the absurdity of it all. A dystopian narrative where sports heroes moonlight as pawns in a criminal underworld. It's almost poetic how seamlessly entertainment blurs with real life these days. So here's to yet another chapter in our ongoing societal collapse, where even our athletic idols can't resist the siren call of corruption cloaked under neon lights and poker chips. In this brave new world of ours, perhaps it's time we start placing bets on which institution will fall next.
Welcome to the Existential Crisis Hour, where we explore the absurdity of human existence with a touch of dry humor. Today's topic, teeth. Yes, those little calcified structures that make or break our smiles and occasionally our self-esteem. According to an article from NBC News titled, "Scientists are racing to grow human teeth in the lab," researchers around the world are busy concocting ways to grow real biological teeth in laboratories. Because nothing screams, "I am a sophisticated being," quite like needing a team of scientists to replace what Mother Nature gifted us at birth. Now, let's ponder this. Humans have been on Earth for about 300,000 years, give or take. In that time, we've managed to invent fire, wheel, and Wi-Fi. Yet here we are, still wrestling with dental dilemmas, staring into the abyss of oral hygiene while clutching floss like it's a life raft. The irony isn't lost on us that it takes decades of scientific research just to mimic what rodents do naturally. At King's College London, Anna Angelova Volponi has been experimenting with lab-grown teeth since before some of you were born. And what's her secret sauce? A delightful mix of human gum cells and mouse embryo cells having a chat inside something called a hydrogel scaffold, a term that sounds suspiciously like something you'd find in IKEA's kitchen section. Imagine explaining this process to your ancestors. Yes, great-great-grandma Mildred, we now grow teeth using tiny bits from mice embryos. She'd probably nod politely while inching away slowly. But let's not forget the existential question at hand. Why do we need lab-grown teeth at all? Is it because humanity is so obsessed with perfection that even our chompers must be bespoke creations? Or is it simply because we're terrified of dentists and their medieval torture devices? In any case, these toothy endeavors promise advantages over crowns or implants. They'll feel just like real teeth, which begs another question. If they feel real but aren't grown naturally within our mouths, are they truly real? Or are they just another example of humanity's relentless pursuit to outdo nature? And as scientists race against time and common sense to perfect this art form by the end of the decade, hopefully, one can't help but wonder if there will come a day when future generations look back at us with pity for having endured metal screws drilled into our jaws. So next time you brush your teeth or contemplate skipping flossing, remember this existential truth. In trying desperately not only to preserve but also improve upon what evolution gave us freely, perhaps we're merely biting off more than we can chew. Until next time on the Existential Crisis Hour, keep questioning everything, including why you're still using mint-flavored toothpaste when cinnamon exists.
In the capitalist fever dream, the world spins on an axis greased with crypto coins and pardons. The President of the United States, a man whose wealth now hinges more on digital tokens than bricks and mortar, extends his hand to cleanse the sins of those who fill his coffers. Changpeng Zhao, once ensnared by allegations of money laundering under a previous administration's watchful eye, finds himself liberated by a stroke of Trump's pen, a gesture cloaked in rhetoric about overzealous prosecution, but reeking of self-interest. The pardon is presented as an act of justice for a man painted as a martyr in the cryptocurrency crusade. Yet beneath this veneer lies a tangled web where political power and financial gain are inseparable bedfellows. Binance, once shadowed by scandal, emerges anew in America's economic landscape, not merely as an exchange, but as a cornerstone of the Trump family's burgeoning empire. World Liberty Financial, Trump's digital fortress, stands tall amidst this chaos. Its tokens flood the market, each sale lining pockets with millions, while promising investors untold riches that may never materialize beyond paper wealth. The family fortune swells to grotesque proportions, dwarfing even Trump's storied real estate legacy. Meanwhile, international deals flourish under this new regime. MGX's $2 billion investment in Binance through World Liberty stablecoin marks not just financial success, but geopolitical maneuvering at its finest. A testament to how deeply intertwined these worlds have become. And so it goes. Ross Ulbricht walks free from life in prison. Justin Sun sees charges vanish into thin air. BitMEX co-founders breathe unencumbered air once more. Each pardon is another brick laid in the edifice of corruption disguised as benevolence. This relentless pursuit of profit knows no bounds or borders. It devours integrity and spits out hollow promises wrapped in golden allure. As cryptocurrencies rise like phoenixes from ashes they themselves created, one must wonder if any line remains uncrossed when every action serves only to enrich those already drowning in their own opulence. In this dystopian reality, where currency trumps conscience at every turn, the capitalist fever dream rages on unchecked, a spectacle both mesmerizing and monstrous in its audacity.